Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Rejoice, everyone, rejoice. Happy days are once again here for us all. Because the government, in their infinite wisdom, has saved us. They've saved your business that has been forced to close. They've saved you from the hands of your evil landlord who wants to make his rent money. They've saved you from yourself because you want to go to work and become a super spreader. The government has saved you, and we should all be rejoicing today. They've saved you by passing a bill that will hand to you the enormous amount of $600. That's right. You will be receiving $600, and you should be groveling and kissing the feet of your masters. Who made this possible? After all, Nancy Pelosi herself, who once said $1,200 was breadcrumbs, now says $600 is significant, a significant amount of money. I don't know where you live, but where I live, $600 wouldn't pay half a month's rent. $600 would barely buy one bill of groceries. But fear not. The best news is $10 million in this bill will go to gender studies in Pakistan. Hundreds of millions of dollars will go to Asia and Africa. So you can suffer. Because after all, we have to take care of the world first. Not the United States first. Your business closing is not as important as the people in Pakistan having gender study programs. And if you think it is, then quite obviously you're a selfish, horrible, evil individual. How dare you want to put food on your table? How dare you want to do something useful and productive? You will sit home. You will take your $600. You will say thank you very much. And you'll spend it wisely. In the meantime, the very man they told you does not care about you said, if you give me a clean bill that says each and every American will get $1,200, I will sign it tomorrow. He didn't get the clean bill because no one wanted a clean bill. All he asked for was one word on a piece of paper, Americans to receive $1,200 in stimulus package. That's it. No pork, no side projects, no billions of dollars going to gender studies and museums and pet projects and overseas to people who don't need the money and don't even like the country, by the way. Did he get it? No, he didn't get it. He didn't get it from the Republicans, and he did not get it from the Democrats. What he got was a half-assed, insulting piece of legislation that in reality is going to do nothing. If $600 makes a difference in your life in any tangible way, you have to rethink your life. Simple as that. $600 is gone in the blink of an eye, and then what? The real relief that we need is to open this damn country up, to allow the people who wish to go to work to open their restaurants, to open their gyms, to open their salons, to open their businesses. Put the food on the table by working, not by begging at the knee of government for a little bit of money and being told you can have a little bit of money, but only if the agreements are made that tons of money goes outside this country and is given to people who, quite frankly, should not come first. It's America that's suffering now. The other countries are going to have to deal with their own suffering, aren't they? But the Americans right now are asking for two things. Either, number one, open this country up. And I know what people are going to say. Ah, everything's going to be a super spreader. If you open the country up, everyone is going to die. Well, I don't know. Walmart's been open since day one. Has everyone died? Amazon is still marching on in their factories and their shipping centers. Is everyone dying? I'll tell you who's dying. Mom and Pop are dying. The private business owner is dying, and they're dying intentionally. But fear not, because your $600 check is on the way, and that's all you need, according to Nancy Pelosi. That's all you need, according to Chuck Schumer. That's all you need, according to the feckless Republicans who say, well, we had to make a compromise. You did not have to make a compromise. All you had to do was listen to the President of the United States, who said, send me a clean bill for $1,200. Even if you're bad at mathematics, you better understand something very clearly. $1,200 is double what you're going to get. And is $1,200 the answer? No. But if you're going to give me the choice between $600 and $1,200, guess which one I will take? Instead, you got $600. And other countries got the rest of your money. And by the way, it is your money. You'll be paying this money back in the form of your taxes. This isn't free money that the government is handing you and saying, don't worry about it. Where do you get your tax refunds? Where do you see your tax bill? You'll pay for every dime of this, including the $100 million that went to Asia and Africa, including the $10 million that went to Pakistan for gender studies. You'll pay every dime of it back. But fear not, because the government's in control. And that's the way you wanted it, right?